Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Soul friends, I had a great time on the ILBA podcast with Rusty Rabin. Rusty referred to a chapter in my book called Going Farther, where I talk about the importance of a shepherd leader having strong, godly friends close by. I learned a long time ago that there is a reason that the word saints is always in the plural, never in the singular, throughout the New Testament. I also share a couple of notable Old Testament examples of leaders who stumbled when they tried to go alone. Take a listen.
Well, another thing that you write about, another important resource that a pastor, a shepherd, needs to have in their lives is other people. Friends, in the fellowship of ILBA, we talk about having soul friends.
Yes.
You know, someone or those to whom we can truly open our heart and souls to, and they with us. Talk a little about the role of friends, other people in the health of a shepherd in ministry.
Yeah, I think that is so vital. You know, if you look through the New Testament, you'll see that saints is always used in the plural sense. To me, that means I need other people in my life to help in that process, that saintliness, a process in my life, and other people need me. And we see that throughout the New Testament church. We see that phrase, one another and each other and all together. They weren't designed, we weren't designed to do ministry alone. And if you look back throughout the biblical history, you'll see some really strong men like King David, Elijah, that they get themselves into trouble when they're by themselves. And so I think that it's so vital to have somebody around that is going to challenge you on some things. They're going to watch your back. They'll help you maybe point out something in a blind spot that you haven't seen. I love that reminder that in the Proverbs that says wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy only multiplies kisses. If you have people around you that are just blowing you kisses all the time and telling you that everything about you is perfect, they're not really your friend. You need somebody that comes along and says, listen, I love you enough to point this out to you. You're straying. You're slipping over here. I've noticed a slight change in something here. Is there something going on? And if we want to stay the course for the full ministry that God has us, and we don't want to have those blemishes on our records, like, you know, David and Elijah, God restored them, but they still have that blemish on their record. If we don't want that in our past, and something that maybe somebody can point at and try to undermine our credibility through that, we need to have strong leaders, soul friends that are around us to help us. In Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I wrote, you will not only extend your leadership by having other servant-hearted shepherds around you, but you will also have a guard against the aloneness that led to such ugly warts on the biography of otherwise powerful leaders such as David, Elijah, and Peter. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. If you'd like to check out the other clips I've already shared from this podcast, the link is in the show notes. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.